Richard can do.
Good morning, I'd like to call the Fifth Association Commerce to order. We are on day three of our Steve O'Sullivan, it is September 7th, 2017, the time is 10:14 a.m. Congressman Walker, would you please come in?
Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for this beautiful day. Just want to thank you for allowing us to meet together and come together and make decisions that affect our people and those that we serve, Lord. I just ask that you look after us, be with us, take care of our families, take care of those that are in mourning, that are sick, Lord. Just always want to pray for our children, Lord. Just help us make decisions that affect their lives in a positive way, Lord. Our elders, just pray that we're able to meet their needs as well, Lord. I just, again want to thank you for this beautiful fall-like weather. I appreciate the change of seasons. It always seems to refresh me as the seasons change, Lord. I appreciate that. And Lord, I again want to ask that you be with us. We've got a lot of work to do. We've got a lot of challenging issues that we're facing, Lord. And I just ask that you comfort us and allow us to make decisions that affect those that we serve, Lord, and that most importantly, allow us to do your will. I just ask that you please forgive us for our sins, Lord. All those things I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
To approve the journal and December 6th.
Second.
Motion and a second to approve the journal. favor, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Journal for September 6th, approved. Next is report of the Select Committee on the Select Committee's report. Congressman Thomas.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of Congress. Bill number ONCA 1791, this is a membership committee report. It's an act to amend 21 ONC Section 1-102 of the Osage Nation Membership Act to define birth certificate and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is myself. The final committee action is due pass with amendments. The voting result was yes with Tillman and Whitehorn, one absent, Buffalo Head.
Thank you, Congressman. Any other Select Committees? Any other members of the Select Standing Committee? Any other introduction of bills and resolutions, Congresswoman Edwards?
Good morning, everyone. I'm reading in ONCA 17106, which is an act to ratify the passage of legislation previously passed by the Osage Congress with less than 7 votes and to establish an alternative effective date. This bill ratifies 9 pieces of legislation out of all the legislation that this Congress has passed in 11 years that were passed by less than 7 votes. They include legislation that was for the construction of Native American churches, which has already been appropriated and spent, an appropriation for litigation fund, already appropriated and spent, an appropriation to the Hominy Village 5-man board for a funeral chapel, already appropriated and spent, to establish the Arts, Culture, and Preservation Division, now probably not good law, to remove the management authority of the Gaming Board, to amend the ethics law to include members of Congress, to provide a supplemental appropriation, already appropriated and spent, to appropriate another appropriation, already appropriated and spent, and to restate the Hearth Act. So 7 bills, pretty simple, straightforward. I don't think we were going to go through and pick and choose which bills we would want to reinstate, so it would be my request that this be put on general order. That's tomorrow when it's on first reading. Then the next bill is ONCR 1736, which is a resolution to approve amendments of the Articles of Operation for the Limited Liability Company, Tallgrass Economic Development, to change the number of years from 5 to 3 to pay a dividend. This is a bill that allows for the nation to start getting dividends from our businesses. You'll recall when the Osage LLC board came to the Congress, they said, we want to change our name. Our name is toxic. There's too many people that know about the bad things that are happening to Osage LLC, and therefore we want to start a new company, Tallgrass. And we're going to transfer all the assets, and you'll remember then Congressman Standing Bear wanted to dissolve Osage LLC and talk to us about dissolving it, and said we're going to transfer all the assets to Tallgrass LLC and it's going to continue business under a new name. Well, that has substantially happened, but maybe not entirely. So to me, when we moved those assets over there, that 5-year period upon which we should have received a dividend should have kept going. So that happened at least 2 years ago, so this would account for the 5 years that the entity should be paying a dividend to the nation. So that's the request of that. Thank you.
Next is bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Whitman.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, Assistant Chief, members of Congress. I am reading in Bill Number ONCA 17-105, an act to authorize and appropriate $352,198 for the merit payments in accordance with Workforce Pay for Performance Act and to establish an alternate effective date.
Morning again. I am reading in ONCR 1734, a resolution to certify to the Federal Highway Administration the Osage Nation's compliance with 25 CFR 169.004B and declare 4143 PRT Road as a tribal public use road constructed and maintained on Osage Nation land and funded by the Tribal Transportation Program. Also, ONCR 1735, a resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board's annual plan of operation for fiscal year 2018.
Spreading out the workload, I would request that 17-105 go to appropriations. So I'm challenged on that basis.
Is your motion?
Yes, that's my motion.
There's a motion, 17-105?
Right, to refer 17-105 to appropriations.
Okay.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. There is a motion and second to challenge my assignment to governmental operations and move ONCA 17-105 to appropriations. Congresswoman Whitmore.
The reason I seconded the motion is because I have looked at the workload and the assignment to Governmental Operations Committee. Not that they aren't adequate to do that work, but I think that we have placed, the Appropriations Committee has placed a deadline on the return of the legislative bills. To me, this is an intricate part of the legislative appropriation bills for the branches. This is an intricate part, this bill 17-105 is an intricate part of that, that takes all of the merit from each branch of government, and I think that appropriations is a place where we can look at it and lessen governmental operations workload. So I support the move.
Any more discussion? Roll call, please. Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Yes.
Congressman
Norris?
Yes.
Congressman Shaw?
Yes.
Congressman Supernaw?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
No.
Congresswoman Whitehart?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
No.
Okay. The motion passes and I would say 17-105 will now be in the appropriations. Okay, next is a proposed amendment to the rules of the Osage Nation Congress, which was requested by the chair of the Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee yesterday to be placed on today's agenda for the vote.
I move to approve the amendments to
What are the two?
Five and six.
Move for a brief recess to get the information.
There's a motion to recess in order to have, to make sure everyone has it in front of them. Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. We're in a brief recess, 5 minutes.
So it's in yesterday.
Not yesterday, so it's five.
Do you think we should wait on it?
Is the man that committed a crime? Mess up or gavel?